State Senator Chapin Rose had what he thought was a no-brainer bill. All he wanted to do was help public universities connect with promising high school juniors by sharing basic data like standardized test scores. But just hours before presenting his bill in committee, he ran into FERPA, the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. It's a federal law. There's no easy way around it. So after a short, intense debate, the committee chair moved on. But as soon as the meeting ended, Rose continued to quiz a state agency official about FERPA. Rose is a Republican from Mahomet, but State Senator Pat McGuire, a Democrat from Crest Hill, joined the discussion. They summoned their respective staffers and gave them 5 hours to craft a new amendment to save the bill. What they ended up with was a punt. The amendment calls for the creation of a task force, but that's beside the point. The point is, it's not every day you see this kind of all-hands-on-deck bipartisan effort in the capital of Illinois. Here's the issue that brought them together.
You know, Illinois has actually been the second largest net exporter of students since the 1970s.
Rose talks fast, so I'll translate. We've been losing more students than virtually any state in the nation for decades. The 2-year budget impasse that starved universities of state funding only made it worse. Last fall, McGuire decided to tackle the problem by forming a bicameral bipartisan working group. Then McGuire called in officials from each public university campus.
We, to each of those 12 campuses, posed this question: what are you doing to attract, retain, and graduate Illinois students?
McGuire says some answers were surprising.
Elaine Maiman, the president of Governor State University, said, "Our biggest competitor is nowhere." We heard the same thing that day from Northeastern Illinois University and from Northern Illinois University, and there was bipartisan jaw-dropping.
The group has had almost 20 meetings, calling in experts like Joan Finney from the University of Pennsylvania and Dick Wagner, former director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education. So far, they filed a handful of bills. One would ensure course credits transfer. Another would help universities pay for deferred maintenance. Then there's one that would create a new merit-based program called Aim High to offer $25 million in state funds to match institutional scholarships. Rose is excited about a bill that would allow low-income students who receive MAP grants to renew them routinely.
The 4-year MAP thing is, in my opinion, going to be a hallmark of this, because that's what directly evens the playing field with our admissions departments at our public institutions with not just our out-of-states, frankly, but also our in-state privates.
The group plans to continue meeting over the summer to hash out long-term goals, such as consolidating various oversight boards into one entity. None of their proposals has turned into law yet, but McGuire says the group is already the best experience he's had in 6 years at the State House. He sees it as a continuation of the collaborative mindset that last year broke the budget impasse.
I said this after we got a budget, that I sensed that the fact that the budget impasse ended as a result of bipartisan cooperation portended bipartisan cooperation on other problems. And I think our higher ed working group is proof of that.
Rose happens to serve not only on this working group, but also as a budget negotiator.
As you said in your initial question, the most important thing is that the state of Illinois get a budget. And I can tell you right now that the opportunity is there to get a bipartisan budget in the next 48 hours.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.